And the next one, let's see, I think we have, no, 120, please. Or did I skip 119? Sorry, 119, please.
119, request of Cheryl Graves to address council regarding Yes, My Life Matters, 400-acre lifestyle farm.
Cheryl Graves, I'm a resident of Portland.
And good morning, Cheryl.
First off, I have to commend you for your composure.
Thank you.
So today I'm here again to talk about the Yes, My Life Matters, the homeless cure, and how I plan to socially and financially support the 400-acre lifestyle farm. Before I begin, I would like to call attention to the importance of the plan. This plan has the capability to house and rehabilitate over 7,000 homeless and underachievers in the first 5 years. The only worthy plan out there is the Harbor of Hope, and they can hold up to 100 per night and up to 300 in a year, compared to their 1,500 compared to this 7,000 plan is gigantic. And then if you add that we have 38,000 homeless on top of that, what we have in order right now, what we're working on right now, can't even house the increase, let alone the existing 38,000. So obviously we're in big trouble over that. So the Harbor of Hope and you, the city, could adapt this plan, My Life Matters, so that we can assure to end homelessness and not just provide another shelter, but rehabilitation as well. I think that they would marry well together. As I've mentioned before, I'm looking for just the right groups or individuals to lead and support an end to Portland's homeless crisis. We plan to fund this project through, number one, business partnerships. We're not asking the city to fund it. We're just asking them to get on board and support it. Also, nonprofits, individuals like Portland Residents, Philanthropy, and Foundations, and Portland Homeless Challenge, which you'll see coming up in your mailings for several walks in the downtown, very friendly walks, about just recognizing the need to really take this on head on and fix this issue. The business partners can open satellite stores within the village, offering on-the-job training in personal and trade skills. These newly gained trade skills will become a part of the villagers' employment resumes. The nonprofits will move their location to the Yes campus, continuing their efforts directly to the villagers. Our group, Yes, will join the existing nonprofits, thus gaining strength in numbers as well as passion. Individuals can join our mission by way of financial contribution, volunteer, and also employment positions. Philanthropists and foundations and people who are passionate about helping people in need fundraise and donate. Finally, Portland Homeless Challenge. The challenge group consists of everyone who works, lives, or plays in the downtown. These groups will be asked to contact and gather their brothers and sisters to join in the walk against homelessness. Now, how can the government help? I ask that you suspend your present efforts towards homelessness, saving millions, and shift those dollars to mental health and addiction. Those groups cannot help themselves. They need our help. By separating the mentally ill and addicted from the...
Thank you. And Cheryl, yeah. I actually do read your testimony.
Thank you.
If you want to give it to Carla, I'll make sure I read it.
Yes, I gave
it
a copy.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.